News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Wouldn't you know it, Dalton is back on FM Talk 106.5.
It feels nice.
Sean and I were talking about your, you know, there's a reason that Family Vacation became a movie. You know that. So you're back from Jacksonville. Everything went well for the most part?
I have all four limbs.
Yeah.
All 20 digits. So everything's great.
Sounds good. First couple of nights were a little iffy, I understand, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, we'll get into all that. FM Talk 106.5, also three big things on the way.
Lola Bell's Pet Grooming, voted best pet groomer 5 times in Mobile and Baldwin County, offer off-leash doggy daycare and overnight pet hotel. Book online, lolabellspet.com, or call 251-232-4754.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warm again with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Though the world may change, the mission of Southern Cancer Center will not. Our patients come first, as they always have. It's just our culture. As the area's only community-based oncology practice, our physicians specialize in one thing, cancer. Through early detection, prevention, and survivorship, we provide comprehensive care by delivering cutting-edge therapies, personalized treatment plans, and the respect every patient deserves. See what makes Southern Cancer Center different. Visit us online at southerncancercenter.com.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
FM Talk 106.5, three big things we're looking at right now include deadline to register Mobile County is today. Boom.
Got to get it done today.
Right now, yeah. This is it. Doug Jones continues to outraise and outspend Tommy Tuberville, and Trump and Biden go on the offense. You can check out these stories online as well at FMTalk1065.com. So here we go. Tomorrow will be 2 weeks till Election Day. You can feel the buzz in the air about this, for sure. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be... It's an election that is in the middle of a pandemic that we've been opining about, talking about, getting an idea of where the voters are. If the pandemic is swaying votes one way or the other... It's a crazy time, but it's about to be honest.
Yeah, and both candidates obviously campaigning hard as we enter the final 2 weeks of the election, and it seems daily they have at least one, sometimes two events. In Trump's case, over the weekend, visiting a couple states in a day, but today nothing planned for Joe Biden. Trump has plans for today, but over the weekend they were both very, very busy.
Well, it's funny. You might get a kick out of this. We've got a clip of Trump. He was in Carson City, Nevada, among other places yesterday. And then a clip of Biden where he was speaking to people in their cars with their car horns. Anyway, that's on the way. Here's Trump.
I'd like to speak with you today about one of the most vital issues in this race. You know what it is? It's the radical left's plan to erase American history, purge American values, and destroy the American way of life. And that's what they're trying to do. You see it every day. That's what they're trying to do. We're not going to let that happen. This election will decide whether we preserve our magnificent heritage or whether we allow far-left radicals to wipe it all away. That's not going to happen. Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, has made a corrupt bargain in exchange for his party's nomination.
So Joe Biden, who had a far superior public address system,
yeah,
in, decided to spend his time speaking to a bunch of cars.
So many people are hurting. Over half the people in America said they got a bill for $400 they didn't expect in 1 month they wouldn't be able to pay it. They have to borrow the money or they have to sell something. Folks, unemployment times are hard. Unemployment's way up. Just this week, 1,200,000 people filed for unemployment. Folks are worried about making their next mortgage payment or rent payment, whether their health care will be ripped away in the middle of a pandemic, worried about sending their kids to school, worried about not sending their kids to school. They see folks at the top, they're doing better than ever, while they're left to wonder, who's looking out for me? Well, that's Donald Trump's presidency. More than 217,000 Americans dead because of COVID-19. Nearly 4,000 here in the state of North Carolina.
Okay, so you, I don't know what the setup was, obviously, for his rally, where Trump had the folks standing and shoulder to shoulder, wide open. But his, I guess it was coronavirus steps of safety.
Right, and I'm guessing the car horns there are good signs and not bad signs.
They weren't booing him, right?
And you're right, the president, he had an outdoor rally, although a lot of people at that outdoor rally, and both candidates campaigning in states that they had lost back in 2016,
yep.
not Joe Biden specifically, but the Democratic Party,
yes.
With him being in North Carolina yesterday. And that was after Biden attended Mass in Delaware. And Delaware hasn't actually been won by Democrats since 2008, back when Obama won that. But Trump in Nevada yesterday, a state that was lost by Republicans back in 2016. And actually, Republicans haven't won in Nevada since 2004. So both critical stops yesterday as they try to turn some of those battleground states the other color. Of course, later this week, as we get within 2 weeks of the election, they have their final debate. This will be in Nashville,
Thursday,
Tennessee, Thursday night.
Yep.
And the debate topics have now been laid out. And we talked about this going into the first debate. Does it really matter what the topics are when these two are on the stage?
It did not matter in the first debate. Now, certainly his behavior, certainly he took the cue that was not approved of by most of Americans on the first debate. So it's really good. I mean, you got to watch this just to see how he responds to the criticism, though he seems to have fell on deaf ears as far as I won the debate. He didn't seem to think that it hurt him at all.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if the president takes a different tact in this week's debate. And then with the second debate being wiped out, and they had dueling town halls last week. So the topics for this Thursday night's debate: fighting COVID-19, American families, race in America, climate change, national security, and leadership. That gets started 8 o'clock our time on Thursday night, and will be, I think, on all the news channels, but I know Fox News will for sure have the debate. So that'll be interesting this week, but that's after both candidates make another, how many stops? Three or four stops?
Yeah, Trump more than Biden, for sure. By the way, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer said Sunday that President Donald Trump is inciting quote-unquote domestic terrorism following the lock-her-up chants at his rally in the state the night before. Now, there was a lock-her-up chant but he wasn't...
He didn't start the
he
chant.
He didn't start it. He didn't say it. He just kind of was whimsical about it, like, okay, you want to lock her? You know? So he didn't really start it, but when her name came up, that's what they began to chant. So
yeah, and
I don't know if you can blame him for that.
The lock her up chants, obviously popular and a holdover from 2016 when that was being said about Hillary Clinton. But even yesterday in his rally in Nevada, and Trump called the Biden family a criminal enterprise, and then the lock him up chant started there. So it's a pretty common refrain from each of the Trump rallies, it seems.
He is going to play the Hunter Biden thing like a violin right up until Election Day. You get that idea? Hunter Biden and the laptop and all that stuff. He's gonna hammer that home.
Yeah, and saw yesterday at Orange Beach. Actually, it was Saturday. They had a bike rally, and someone texting this in a good reminder, because I might or might not have had a family member traveling in the bike rally, but a Bikers for Trump parade, and they left from the wharf Saturday and drove around in Orange Beach. So that was pretty popular. I think they said over 800 bikers showed up to that.
Saw that
over
saw
the
that.
Weekend.
It is 15 after 6 o'clock at FM Talk 106.5. How about that? than Braves.
Yeah.
No.
Tough. The Braves season ends. Magical Atlanta Braves 2020 season ends in a close Game 7. And the latest Associated Press Top 25 College Football poll was released yesterday. I'll give you the full recap coming up in sports.
Were there any games on Saturday? Did I miss?
I don't know. Did Georgia play?
The Greater Gulf State Fair is here. Enjoy all your favorite fair foods and rides October 30th through November 15th. Open Wednesdays through Sundays. Safety precautions are ongoing with continuous sanitation so we can all enjoy one of Mobile's oldest traditions. Bring your friends. Bring the family. Enjoy the largest midway on the Gulf Coast. Don't wait till the gate. Purchase tickets now at GreaterGulfStateFair.com.
This information update brought to you by the Guarantee Title Company, LLC, delivering proactive solutions for their clients in Mobile and Baldwin counties for over 50 years. The Guarantee Title Company. They guarantee title. That's what they do.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating a shooting near St. Stephen's Road. Happened Sunday night just after 5 o'clock. The home is near LaFleur High School, which is on a neighboring street. The search continues this morning for two children kidnapped in Pascagoula. Officials believe Caden and Colden could be in the Mobile area with their mother, Sarah Caswell, who does not have custody of the children. Police believe the children are in danger. The final wave of Mobile County students returned to the classroom today. Students in 5th, 8th, 10th, and 12th grades will be back at school. The district has slowly transitioned back to in-person learning over the past month. For students returning today, this is their first time in a classroom since March. Today is the last day for Alabama residents to register to vote for the November presidential election. You can register online on the Alabama Secretary of State's website. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, 618 FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the latest Associated Press Top 25 poll, Clemson received 54 of 62 first-place votes to take the top spot in the poll for the seventh week in a row. Alabama is the only undefeated team remaining in the SEC after beating Georgia 41-24 on Saturday night.
You know, we got behind early in the game, but the player just kept playing the next play and kept fighting, and I think it was a great win. Against a very, very good team.
That's a false positive head coach there, Nick Saban, for the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Alabama coached by Chuck Norris.
Coronavirus. Corona, 2 days.
The coronavirus is now on the run.
The Tide received 8 first-place votes for their effort, but they remain ranked 2nd behind the Tigers. Notre Dame has moved up to number 3 in the latest poll, followed by Georgia at number 4. Ohio State, who opens their season against Nebraska this weekend, is ranked 5th. Oklahoma State, 6th. Texas A&M has moved up to number 7 after beating Mississippi State 28-14. Penn State is 8th, Cincinnati 9th, and Florida 10th. The Gators game versus LSU was postponed until December due to COVID-19 positives. On Saturday, Florida head coach Dan Mullen became the 24th member of the team to test positive for the virus. There are no SEC teams ranked in the top 25 behind Alabama, Georgia, Texas A&M, and Florida. Auburn fell out from number 15 after falling to South Carolina, and Tennessee fell out from 18th after getting badly beaten by Kentucky. In the other SEC game, Arkansas won at home for the first time since 2016, 33-21 over Ole Miss. The ACC has the most ranked teams with 6, followed by the Big Ten's 5 ranked teams. The SEC has 4, Big 12 has 3, and the Pac-12 has 2.
By the way, Clemson beat Georgia Tech like they stole some off their back porch.
An ACC record, the number of points they beat Georgia Tech by.
Wow.
Just crushed them. Well, the Atlanta Braves' magical 2020 season came to a close last night in a 4-3 Game 7 loss to the L.A. Dodgers in the NLCS. L.A.'s Cody Bellinger hit a 7th-inning solo homer for the eventual game winner as the Dodgers' 16th home run of the series.
Bellinger
with a fly ball to right field. Cody Bellinger has just given the Dodgers a 4-3 lead.
That's the hometown call from AM 570 Sports LA. LA rallied from two runs down to win last night's series-deciding game after rallying from a three-game-to-one deficit. Now the Dodgers are headed to the World Series for the third time in 4 years. They'll face Tampa Bay after the Rays beat Houston on Saturday night in Game 7 of the ALCS. Game 1 of the series set for tomorrow night at 7 on Fox. 621 FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hello, Emily again, talking about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. Have you ever received an invoice from a forklift dealer for repairs and about fell out of your chair? Tired of flushing your hard-earned money down the big dealer toilet? Guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. Next time, call Forklift Hunter. When you receive your bill, you'll be glad you did. We come to you, no contract needed, and no ridiculous fees. 251-479-2270 or forklifthunter.com. Forklift Hunter. Fair, honest, and locally owned.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warm again with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars. Right now, our country and beloved city is trying to navigate through uncertain times, and I have no doubt that we as Mobilians will make it through stronger than ever. In order to do that, we need to come together, help and support one another. Being a family-owned business, we rely on the support of our local community and customers to keep our business moving forward. At Classic Cars, we're open for business in both our sales and service departments, and we are not alone. Throughout our city, locally owned and small businesses are what makes the great city of Mobile great and unique. And the people that work at these places are the backbone of these businesses and what keeps them moving forward. From all of us at Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, we'd like to ask you to make an effort and continue to shop locally. Support all of Mobile's small businesses from clothing stores, restaurants, radio stations, and everything in between. And together, let's all keep Mobile moving forward.
It's Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Somebody on the text line, some wise guy, commenting about Georgia's performance in the second half. Okay. 6:23. We've got really important news here. We've got news that maybe you can help us with. The Mississippi Bureau of Investigation has issued an endangered missing child alert for Caden Wall and Colden Wall. They're of Pascagoula in Jackson County. You may have heard the report on Channel 5's news here within our news that they're thought to be in Mobile. At least that's a possibility right now.
Yeah, and the Amber Alert's still under effect. I believe they sent out the first Amber Alert overnight, Friday night into Saturday morning. That's after this woman took the two kids at around, they said, 5:21 p.m. in the area of Beach Park Drive in Pascagoula, Mississippi. Now, the woman's name, Sarah Caswell, is the alleged abductor, and she's the mother of the two boys. According to the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, Caswell lost custody of the boys some time ago, abducted the boys on Friday from their home, from their foster home in Pascagoula, and Mobile County Captain Paul Birch said Caswell threatened to kill the boys at one point. The sheriff's office said they're also now working alongside the FBI on the case. Now, Captain Paul Birch, he said they tried to send out a second Amber Alert on Saturday.
I saw this.
But the officials with Amber Alert apparently would not send that alert. He said there was no new information, therefore they could not issue a new alert. Now, the problem for the sheriff's office, they said the alert was sent at a time that many people were asleep, so they're worried that not enough people saw that Amber Alert, and they're also frustrated with the timeline as the Mississippi authorities try to get the Amber Alert sent out prior to Sunday morning. So, some issues, I guess, with the Amber Alert system, but this was initially sent out, I believe, again, Saturday or Friday night going into Saturday morning, and they believe these two children are in extreme danger. The woman is a white female. Again, her name's Sarah Caswell. Well, 30 years old, said she may be traveling in a silver 2007 Audi A4 2.0 with the Alabama tag 2BA2195. That's a silver 2007 Audi A4 2.0 with the Alabama tag 2BA2195 and may be in the Mobile area. But also, if you see that car or something similar to that car, call the Pascagoula Police Department at 228-762-2211 or just call 911.
It's one of the stories that I looked at on Saturday, and I just hoped and prayed that it would have resolved itself by this time this morning. I had to kind of, it was like this could be a news story come Monday morning, but hopefully not, that it'll all be taken care of by then. Caden Wall, by the way, is described as a white male. He's 6 years old, 3'6", weighing about 120 pounds with brown eyes and brown hair. Colden Wall, described as a white male, 2 years old, 2 feet and 3 inches tall, weighing 40 pounds with brown eyes and brown hair. So that's what you're looking for, or the Audi is also a good thing. Describe that again, if you would.
Yeah, the 2007 Audi A4 with the Alabama tag 2BA2195. Now, Paul Birch says that this woman, Sarah Caswell, 33 years old, and has been booked into the Metro jail 4 times on various charges over the years. Just in March, she was ticketed for driving without insurance over on Bellingrath Road. Apparently, according to Birch, Caswell, a meth user, and has been arrested several times. So keep your eye out for that 2007 silver Audi A4.
That is such a tough story. 627 FM Talk 106.5. You know what? I'll tell you what I saw when I went to Baldwin County, deep into Baldwin County on Saturday. Did my little fact-finding mission.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an eye-opener. It was an eye-opener. All I can say is, if that's the way things look a month after the storm itself, I just can't imagine what that area looked like right after the storm hit. It was just bizarre.
You went over with the intent to check out the storm damage.
I did. And so what I saw, I will bring up. Tell you what, it's on our Facebook page right now, but I'll talk more about it later on this hour on FM Talk 106.5. Also, I saw the lines wrapping around Mardi Gras Park and the courthouse in downtown Mobile. We got to talk about that coming up.
Mm-hmm.
That was quite a sight. 628 FM Talk 106.5. Also, Dr. Bill Williams and his forecast is on the way.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating a shooting near St. Stephen's Road. Happened Sunday night just after 5 o'clock. The home is near LaFleur High School, which is on a neighboring street. The search continues this morning for 2 children kidnapped in Pascagoula. Officials believe Caden and Colden could be in the Mobile area with their mother, Sarah Caswell, who does not have custody of the children. Police believe the children are in danger. The final wave of Mobile County students returned to the classroom today. Students in 5th, 8th, 10th, and 12th grades will be back at school. The district has slowly transitioned back to in-person learning over the past month. For students returning today, this is their first time in a classroom.
Good morning for the Alliance.
March. Today is the last day for Alabama residents to register to vote for the November presidential election. You can register online on the Alabama Secretary of State's website. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Thursday night at 7, Auburn fans can weigh in with Tiger Talk OT. Doug Holton takes your calls on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Hotline, 343-0106. Morgan Bradley at Fountain Square in Daphne, a proud sponsor of Tiger Talk OT on FM Talk 106.5.
Who do you call when you need help figuring out the best way to claim your Social Security benefits? Well, a reasonable person might ask their local Social Security office. I mean, that seems logical, right? But then again, that reasonable person would be wrong. Social Security representatives are prohibited by law from giving you any claiming advice. Can you believe that? Considering how complicated the system is, you could potentially lose tens of thousands of dollars in benefits. So what do? You call the team at the Retirement Peace Roadmap and ask for Scott McCarron. Scott's a national Social Security advisor. He knows the rules, and more importantly, he knows how to make those rules work for you. Call 866-917-7327 today. That's 866-917-7327, or visit retirementpeaceroadmap.com.
Safe Harbor Fiduciary LLC is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, licensed in Florida and Alabama.
Discuss a new coronavirus relief package on Monday.
The Senate is back in session on Monday with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking on the floor this afternoon. Senator Ron Johnson is calling on the FBI to answer questions about a reported meeting between former Vice President Joe Biden and a senior official from the Ukrainian energy company Burisma.
The FBI has a duty to inform us. If they believe this was maybe, you know, Russian disinformation, they should give us a defensive briefing. Why did they sit on it? Are they covering up just because Hunter Biden might be engaged in things that also maybe should have been investigated and possibly prosecuted?
The Republican speaking there on Fox News, the Biden campaign has denied the meeting ever took place. USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with your Money Now. China's economic recovery accelerated in the third quarter as consumers shook off caution, although the weaker-than-expected headline growth suggested persistent risks for one of the few drivers of global demand. Gross domestic product grew 4.9% in July to September from a year ago, slower than the 5.2% forecast by analysts, but faster than the second quarter's 3.2% growth. China's economy remains on the recovery path, driven by a rebound in exports. Danone says sales fell in the third quarter while it laid out a restructuring plan. The French food company says quarterly sales for the period came to $6.82 billion. The company says it's reviewing its portfolio and assets, in particular the Argentine platform and Vega brand, in order to deliver a 3 to 5% profitable growth in the midterm. Crude oil down 28 cents at $40.84 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are broadly higher after stocks closed mixed on Friday. That's your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-469-7272. That's 800-469-7272. 800-469-7272. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
There are millions of reasons to love a pet and a million more to love a shelter pet. And to spread more love, Kobe Subaru is celebrating October 22nd as our second annual Make a Dog's Day by inviting you to do something extra special for your favorite dog. Kobe Subaru will donate $100 to the Animal Rescue Foundation for every dog or cat that is adopted this month. It's one of the many ways we're keeping our love promise. Subaru, more than a car company. And remember, at Kobe, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Let's go. FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill, happy Monday. And looks like the weather's going to be nice enough here as we start the week, huh?
Yeah, we're going to continue with the beautiful weather we had over the weekend. Saturday morning, we got down to 48 degrees and about 75 was the high on Saturday. And then we warmed up a little yesterday. I'd indicated on Friday that we might see a few clouds around on Sunday, and that would keep it from a perfect two, and those clouds did develop. And it was still a beautiful weekend with low humidity. Now, today, we're going to continue the warming trend to up around 85 for this afternoon, and we should have sunny skies. And tonight, we'll cool into the 60s, around 65, and then tomorrow, back up into the mid-80s, maybe as high as 86 degrees. We start getting up into the mid-80s or 86 degrees, getting close to record temperatures at that time, but still the humidity, although it'll be increasing, it still won't be that bad for tomorrow. And Wednesday, well, back up into the mid-80s again with plenty of sunshine. Now, after that, we have some rain in the forecast because it looks like an upper air disturbance will be moving across the Mississippi Valley on Thursday, and that could result in a few showers in our area. It'll be partly cloudy and a high in the low 80s. Then on Friday, that disturbance will cause an increase in shower and also some thunderstorm activity on Friday. And along with a cold front, that front should get in here Friday night and early on Saturday. So good chance for some showers on Friday, high in the low 80s. And that front coming in will give us another nice weekend. Saturday, mostly sunny, 82. And then sunny skies on Sunday with a high of 82. So looks like we could get the rain over with let's say part of it Thursday, but most of it Friday. And the weekend looks good.
Loving these nice weekends, Dr. Bill. Had the Jubilee Festival of Arts in Daphne and Market in the Park in Mobile over the weekend, so the weather certainly cooperated as far as those two events concerned. But you've said before, October normally one of, if not the driest month in the entire year for us, so pretty common to see this kind of weather we've been seeing lately.
Yeah, October is the driest month, and we do see these long periods of drought, we'll call it, through October. And sometimes starts in September or into November, and many people say this is the prettiest month of the year. That is the month of October.
Yeah, I was over in Montrose in your neck of the woods. I was down there by where all the surgeons live, down by the bay, Dr. Bill. But in any event, so much tree damage over there in that highly wooded area. I could see how that happened because there is so much. I don't know, there's so much density of trees in that area. It makes the neighborhood beautiful, but at the same time, when a storm rolls in, it can really get you. What are we looking at as far as storms now out in the Caribbean or South Gulf?
Well, we do have a low-pressure area out in the Atlantic, southeast of Bermuda. It's a rather large system, and it is becoming more tropical as time goes by, and it eventually will start moving more in a northwesterly direction. I don't see it as any kind of a threat to the U.S. mainland at this time, but has a good chance of becoming the next named storm. We're also looking at, and this has been the case last week, but we're looking at the Western Caribbean, and particularly now the Northwestern Caribbean. We could see some development there as we go through the week, and anything that would form in that area would most likely move into the Gulf. But that's going to be several days off, and we'll be watching that very closely. Elsewhere, a tropical wave located over the eastern Atlantic. We don't see any formation over the next few days. So it's still a bit active in the tropics.
Now, I know the storms don't care what day the calendar says it is, but is there a hard and fast day for the end of hurricane season? Do they point to one day in particular and say, yeah, this is usually when the season wraps up?
Yeah, usually when you get to late October and around the 1st of November, the season tapers off very, very rapidly. And the official end of the season is November 30th, but usually the latter part of October begins to drop off.
Okay. Good to hear from you, Dr. Bill, and thank you for the pretty weather. We'll talk about 1 hour from right now.
Okay, Dan.
Dr. Bill Williams, I called him chief meteorologist. We don't have a team of meteorologists here, but we do have one, and he's our staff meteorologist at FM Talk 106.5. So how was Jacksonville, Florida?
Jacksonville was great. The I think it might have been hotter in Jacksonville than here, but obviously lots of similarities with the weather is still in the southeast. But yeah, it was a good trip. First family trip we've had. So had the 20-month-old, took her to the zoo, took her to the Catchy Shack in Jacksonville to see the Tigers. It was awesome. Had a great week.
Catchy Shack?
Catty Shack.
Oh, Catty Shack.
The Catty, like C-A-T-T-Y. We had so much fun, and this is how quote-unquote baller our trip was. We had money saved up for this for a long time. We ate lobster mac and cheese three nights in a row.
Oh, my.
That's how crazy it got.
Crazy. FM Talk 106.5. I'll tell you what I did with my weekend on the way.
As we celebrate 100 years of women's suffrage, we reflect upon a time when we could not register to vote nor hold public office. But now, we have the privilege of representing the people of Alabama in the state legislature.
We must continue to educate and empower women because together, we can continue to shatter records and overcome barriers.
Register to vote and obtain your photo ID so you too can exercise your right to vote on November 3rd.
Hi, this is Cam Marston, host of What's Working, and I'm holding my bottle of full-spectrum water-soluble CBD that I bought from Joe Brown at your CBD store of Westmobile. I've put it in my coffee every day since I interviewed Joe and learned the value of CBD. Joe now offers personal shopping, curbside pickup, and free delivery. Find your CBD store of Westmobile on Facebook and give him a call.
Call Joe Brown at your CBD store of Westmobile, 260-3223.
This is Paul Lewis, General Manager of Roy Lewis Construction. In 1984, our founding principles were to provide a quality product, build quality relationships, and invest in our employees and community. That's who we are today. We specialize in remodeling and new construction in commercial and industrial applications, restaurants, professional offices, churches, and retail. Your success as a client is our mission, building legacies one relationship at a time. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com.
Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
Good morning for the AllianceRoofing.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. Just got a call about a two-car accident, one in the ditch on the Concord Causeway, but they're not sure if there's any injuries or what direction, so they're sending out officers now. Beyond that, we look great. The Bayway, the Causeway, still no problems coming down from Saraland, Chickasaw, and Pritchard. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you can buy your next car all online. Secure your vehicle, financing, and options, and then schedule a store pickup or home delivery. It's just that easy at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with their FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Mobile mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Dan, Brennan, and Dalton Orwig. All the local talk continues with Jeff Ford starting at 9 o'clock this morning. And, of course, Sean Sullivan, Midday Mobile, happens at noon today. So when I got up on Saturday, that was my thought was, all right, let me go see. I went late last week, but I was hampered by some time. I had to get back, but I went to Baldwin County to check it out.
Right.
I didn't get that far into the county. I got to about Fish River, and I thought, well, there's more damage further to the east, and I'll check that out sometime as quickly, you know, as soon as I can. So I got up early Saturday morning. Dr. Bill was talking about how cool it was. Mm-hmm. Nice, cool, brisk morning. And went through Montrose, to the east of the old highway, so I was really deep into where beautiful neighborhoods that have got a lot of trees that have been around a long time. The debris was everywhere. Mm. I mean, it was and huge, not like little branches and things like that. We're talking about
trees,
big trees, right? Then I went to Fairhope. I got a selfie with the trees that were planted the wrong size. I took a selfie with that.
Those are popular or unpopular, depending on who you ask.
Yeah. So I was neutral on them. Then I kind of got to work. So I didn't have a map, and I just wanted to check it out, meander on my own. I went Highway 32 as far as it would go. I crossed the Foley Beach Express. I crossed Highway 98. And went as far as it would go. Then I went to, it took me to 91 and took me south. I saw a lot of damage along the way. Now we're in the area of Lillian, Josephine, that area. Maybe y'all can help me, tell me where I was. I was at 91, at kind of a bluff overlooking Perdido Bay, and I saw a lot of damage with big trees leaning. And so where was I right then? I'm not even sure, but there were crews there cleaning up so much debris. I felt like I was just in the way.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I had to get out of there so they could do their job. And then as I went to Lillian, along the way, there was just pile after pile of tree debris. And all I could think was, if this is what it looks like now, my word, what did it look like and feel like right after the hurricane.
Yeah, and it's now been, what, a month?
A month.
Since the hurricane hit?
Yeah.
Unbelievable, the amounts of debris, and that's obviously going to take months and months to sort out if they're able to get that done completely, because there's still obviously cities from other places that have been hit by storms that just have never looked the same. And I know a lot of people still looking for help from FEMA, and they had those FEMA mobile registration intake centers around for quite a few weeks, but those have now closed, and FEMA wants everyone to know you can still reach out and contact them even though these mobile centers have closed. And you can do that by calling the FEMA helpline at 1-800-621-3362. That's 1-800-621-3362. That's if you need to register for federal disaster assistance or check the status of a application you've applied previously. And I'm amazed, even, you know, walking around my neighborhood, which is in middle west Mobile County, mm-hmm. and just walking around my neighborhood, still tarps on homes that I didn't even think were damaged during Hurricane Sally. So a lot of people still dealing with that, not just in Baldwin County where it hit hardest, Hurricane Sally, but also here in Mobile County. So lots of people still looking for help. But the good news is we were able to get a couple events started, or they kept going over the weekend with the Jubilee Festival of Arts over in Old Town Daphne.
Yep.
They got that started again. Also, Market in the Park, they've been going now for, I think, two weekends, and they do it every Saturday in Cathedral Square. So
love,
they were able to do
going
that
down
over
there
the weekend.
For that. Yeah, I love going down there for that. Of course, you got the COVID restrictions there, mask on, and just, you know, you just can't bump up into there and
right.
pick up a tomato and all that like you did in the old days.
Now, I didn't travel on the back roads of Baldwin County like you did this weekend, Dan, but just driving on the interstate, going over to Jacksonville and then back on Friday. I know they were doing some debris pickup on I-10 early Friday. That caused some traffic slowdown coming westbound on I-10 just before you get to the Bayway Bridge. But I noticed the Welcome to Alabama sign. I can only assume this was blown over from Hurricane Sally,
yep.
but it was knocked all the way over, and a couple big roadside signs completely snapped in half over in the Pensacola area. So Sally did a lot of damage.
Did not know about that. I can remember Pensacola was very damaged after which one was it? 2005. Before we got to Katrina. Anyway, my head's swimming right now. Y'all take care. We can see the damage is great. We can see the need is great. And reach out to FEMA and find out how they can help you. Meanwhile, 6:47, sports on the way.
High school football in Alabama nears the end of the regular season, and former Bama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa makes his NFL debut. I've got more coming up in sports.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating a shooting near St. Stephen's Road. Happened Sunday night just after 5 o'clock. The home is near LaFleur High School, which is on a neighboring street. The search continues this morning for two children kidnapped in Pascagoula. Officials believe Caden and Colden could be in the Mobile area with their mother, Sarah Caswell, who does not have custody of the children. Police believe the children are in danger. The final wave of Mobile County students return to the classroom today. Students in 5th, 8th, 10th, and 12th grades will be back at school. The district has slowly transitioned back to in-person learning over the past month. For students returning today, this is their first time in a classroom since March. Today is the last day for Alabama residents to register to vote for the November presidential election. You can register online on the Alabama Secretary of State's website. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Auburn fans, join Doug Holden every Thursday from 5 till 8 on location at the Hope Farm, 915 Nichols Avenue in Fairhope. You'll be entertained and can join in his show, Tiger Talk OT. Gather at the Hope Farm for Tiger Talk OT on FM Talk 106.5.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, The Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama
and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
I am Sheriff Sam Cochran, and I urge you to vote for Republicans on November the 3rd. From the White House to the courthouse, including my colleagues at the county level, License Commissioner Nick Matranga, Revenue Commissioner Kim Hasty, Treasurer Phil Benson, Randall Dewitt for County Commission, District 3, and Zach Moore for District Judge. Again, it is important for you to come out and vote for your Republican candidates on November the 3rd.
Approved and paid for by the Mobile County Republican Executive Committee, PO Box 16341, Mobile, Alabama 36616.
Good morning, 10 till 7 here on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Week 9 of the high school football season Friday night. The season's gone by so fast. Playoffs begin in 3 weeks. Here are some of the scores from our area this weekend. Fairhope scored 23 in a row to beat Baker 24-13. Baldwin County shut out Gulf Shores 34-0. McGill-Toolan defeated Blount 21-20 in a great game with a great finish. Saraland shut out Robertsdale 47-0. Spanish Fort had an easy win over Citronelle. St. Paul's shut out Alberta. UMS Wright beat BC Rain. Faith Academy with the shutout win over Satsuma. Mobile Christian rallied to defeat Jackson in a huge 4A matchup. Viger beat Williamson. Cottage Hill over Excel, and Bayside Academy got the win over Chickasaw. In the NFL, three teams remain undefeated after 6 weeks of play. The Pittsburgh Steelers are 5-0 after crushing AFC North opponent Cleveland 38-7 yesterday. Derrick Henry rushed for 202 yards, including the game-winning touchdown, as Tennessee stayed perfect this season with a 42-36 overtime win over Houston. The Seattle Seahawks were off this weekend, but they're the only other team that's unbeaten. In some other games, Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won a big NFC matchup over Green Bay 38-10. Miami shut out the New York Jets 24-0. And Dolphins rookie Tua Tagovailoa played his first professional snaps in some mop-up duty. Tagovailoa handed off once before completing the first two passes of his career for 9 yards. The Falcons and Giants each picked up their first wins of the season. The Broncos upset the Patriots. 49ers upset the Rams. Indianapolis, Baltimore, Chicago, and Detroit also picked up wins on Sunday. In NASCAR, Joey Logano locked in a spot in the Championship Four by winning the Hollywood Casino 400 at Kansas Speedway Sunday afternoon. Logano held off Kevin Harvick, who finished second, followed by Alex Bowman, Brad Keselowski, and Kyle Busch. It was Logano's first win since the COVID-19 pandemic and his third this season. This coming Sunday, the Cup Series will race at Texas Motor Speedway in the second of 3 round-of-8 races before the November 8th championship in Phoenix. 653 FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
You know, the reason the Titans are undefeated is they've all either had or have COVID, and nobody wants to tackle. Nobody wants to tackle them.
That's what they say.
That's an advantage, I think. It is now 6:53 at FM Talk 106.5.
The design team and paper stylist at Soiree, Signatures, Invitation, and Social Stationery remind drivers that the school year has just begun and children are not always aware of traffic hazards. Keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and always stop when you see the flashing red lights of school buses. Make this school year safe and happy for everyone. This message provided by the design team and paper stylist at Soiree, Signatures, Invitation, and Social Stationery in Mobile, downtown Fairhope, or online.
This information update brought to you by the Carry Patch. See all their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Then, when only the best will do, visit their beautiful showroom on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warm again with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
talking to my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape about outdoor living. And this time of year is pretty great time for some outdoor living.
Man, this is the best time of the year. God, we live in a beautiful area.
We do. And you do great work helping people enjoy their yards and backyards, kind of flowing from the house to outside.
Yeah. So we like to come in with myself or our designers, just help create a space that's an extension of your home and get people outside, whether that's to cook with an outdoor kitchen or entertain with like an outdoor living space, or, you know, outdoor dining, like the addition of a pergola and a patio. It really creates a room outside.
All right. People are interested in doing this at their homes. You can help them do it with the design and the implementation.
That's right.
All right. They want to get in touch with you. What's the best way to do that?
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Good morning from the Premier Medical Traffic Center. We are working a couple accidents. Mobile Police Department got a call about a two-car accident, one in the ditch at Cochran Causeway. Again, not sure if there's injuries or which direction it is, so be careful if you're traveling that way. State Troopers heading to one at 188 in Ramsey Road. That's a single-car accident. If you're injured in a car wreck, I recommend you call the law firm at Taylor Martino fast. They'll spend all the time you need to get every detail of the case documented so that when you have to go to trial, you will win. Don't get injured twice. Call Taylor Martino if you get hurt in a car wreck. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, your ears had to be burning when you were on vacation. As Sean Sullivan was talking about your first family vacation, and it's a whole lot different than the vacation you have with Miss Vicky when things are just the two of you. You know, all of the things you got to pack and haul around, mm-hmm. because you got a baby that's about 2 years old. So anyway, there was much commentary about your vacation while you were on vacation.
Well, my ears were burning. I thought I was just sick. the daughter and I both dealing with colds over the week. But yeah, it was my first. It was different. It was my first vacation playing the role of daddy over the entire week. But I think I did a good job. We went and saw many places.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure you were great about it. So Jacksonville, nice. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
What? Yeah, I mean, the city is so big. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it stretches all the way to the coast. I mean, basically all of Duval County is Jacksonville. So we went as many places as we could. It was close enough that we didn't have to fly to get there. It was an easy day trip, you know, there and back, but we spent the whole week there. So I give Jacksonville two thumbs up, but let's just say next time we plan a vacation, I want to branch out a little bit, maybe outside of the Southeast.
Mm, okay. I'd say it's a great city, Chicago.
Never been.
Great city to visit. You know, you want to be on the proper side of town, but if you're in downtown Chicago, you're in great shape.
Well,
it's beautiful.
I'll have to tell you later. First two nights of the vacation, mm-hmm. spent in the Jacksonville hospital.
Oh, wow.
Two different cases, two different nights.
And I take it you weren't doing volunteer work?
Not at all.
FM Talk 106.5, it is 6. Got to get to that story. Dalton in the hospital. 6:58, FM Talk 106.5, and news is on the way next.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating a shooting near St. Stephen's Road. Happened Sunday night just after 5 o'clock. The home is near LaFleur High School, which is on a neighboring street. The search continues this morning for two children kidnapped in Pascagoula. Officials believe Caden and Colden could be in the Mobile area with their mother, Sarah Caswell, who does not have custody of the children. Police believe the children are in danger. The final wave of Mobile County students return to the classroom today. Students in 5th, 8th, 10th, and 12th grades will be back at school. The district has slowly transitioned back to in-person learning over the past month. For students returning today, this is their first time in a classroom since March. Today is the last day for Alabama residents to register to vote for the November presidential election. You can register online on the Alabama Secretary of State's website. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family.